This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane. Today's the first day of school in San Francisco. Across the city, families packed lunches and brought kids back to the classroom with hopes for a good year. But according to Carolina Guzman with the nonprofit Mission Economic Development Agency, or MEDA, many children in the Mission District face academic struggles.
We have some of the lowest performing academic schools, academic achievement in the county. We also have very high truancy, very high, you know, dropout rates throughout our high schools.
Why are schools in the Mission so far behind? Guzman and Mehta believe some answers may lie not in the classroom, but in the community. That's why they're getting families to open up about life in the Mission by going door to door. KALW's Melanie Young has the story.
At the Mission Economic Development Agency, or MEDA, logistics coordinator Sophia McGurk is handing out backpacks filled with surveys, maps, and pens. She's sending teams of staff and volunteers on a quest for answers.
Amelia, come to the front.
So here's your surveys and here's your... And you guys have enough postcards in the front pockets?
McGurk pairs Amelia Martinez, who works at MEDA, with Elizabeth Montiel, a volunteer. With their survey forms, a list of addresses, and GPS in hand, they head out the door with high hopes.
All right, so we're going to be in the area of like 23, 24, Van Ness area.
But the morning is full of challenges. From homes vacated and on the market...
It looks like it could be that empty building.
It's the building for sale. It's empty.
To doorways without doorbells.
It is so weird that buildings don't have doorbells. How can that be? How do you get in?
So the women leave postcards inviting those they missed to take the survey at MEDA. Mission resident Rosie Bustamante accepted the invite.
Let's get started. How long have you lived in this area?
In the Mission, I've lived, 13 years.
She's asked about raising her family, whether she's helped out at school this year.
No, but I really want to.
How much exercise her children get.
He does have capoeira twice a week, and he does soccer twice a week.
Whether she worries about housing costs and having to move.
Strongly agree.
If they use neighborhood-based services.
I've needed math classes in the last year for my youngest son. So maybe change that to yes.
What she likes about the Mission.
It's full of Latinos, like me. And then I think the other one is there's a lot of activities.
Between April and June, over 450 households completed the 57-page survey. Now MEDA is crunching the numbers. Guzman says their preliminary findings already show the connection between what's happening in the neighborhood and how kids do in school.
Families are spending 60 to 70% of their salaries and housing. We're finding that there's a lot of overcrowding. And that has true impact on children's ability to do homework, to engage in school, you know, because they don't have a space to study. You know, it's always noisy. It's always something happening. They may not sleep well. They may not eat well.
And, says Guzman, student performance has neighborhood groups and parents worried and looking for a way out.
Our Head Starts in the Mission, their job is to make sure kids who are in their Head Start are getting ready to enter kindergarten, ready to learn. What we're finding is that a lot of our Head Starts are encouraging parents to apply for schools outside of the Mission because they don't think that the schools in the Mission are going to help the kids succeed.
Guzman is optimistic, though. The Mission is a U.S. Department of Education promise neighborhood. That means the federal government is helping fund both the survey project and programs to support students from cradle to college. Feedback from the surveys will help guide how the city, schools, and community organizations serve the neighborhood.
What we want is for programs like Head Start to say, you know what, we trust our elementary schools and we know that they will be great for your kids. That doesn't just happen over one day. It doesn't just happen by hearsay, right? We need to create the evidence as to why those schools are now the right schools for these families.
MEDA will present its initial findings in October. They'll conduct two more surveys over the next 3 years with a goal of making sure services and the people who need them match up. In San Francisco, I'm Melanie Young for Cross Currents.